This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this November 26, 2017, Sunday edition. Thank you for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com are the main news sites. PresentPlanet.com is the backup. I hope you don't take this broadcast for granted, because, quite frankly, I do. And I'm my own best bellwether of the problems we face. I'm our best friend and our worst friend. I think we all are our best friend and our worst friend at certain times in our lives, respectively, because we really do have our finger on the pulse. We really have studied how they're operating. We're aware of the gargantuan, massive nature of the attempted crime they're engaged in against humanity and the type of scum that have been recruited into these societies of evil to carry out unspeakable activities against their fellow humans. But then I forget to get on air and really point out to you the massive effect that we're all having together rebooting this republic and bringing up common sense information. My head is spinning, quite frankly, right now on where to go and what to cover, because I've got too much news here. If we look at Black Friday and grown men fighting over toy trucks and people getting seriously injured over fake deals, and then you realize that they wouldn't stand up and they wouldn't fight for their own family or their own country, and you see the arrogance, you see the soullessness, you see the sickness in so many people's eyes out there, a lot of it because modern civilization is so easy, it automatically corrupts us. And I don't sit back and see the decadence of the general public and feel like I'm on some proverbial high mountain like Moses looking down at the sinners running around with their golden calf. I just wonder what it's like to not know you're fallen and to not be aware of it and to wonder why you're not fulfilled, because all you do is chase after things of this world. And it's not that things of this world are overall bad. It's that if you're only chasing after them and that's your goal, it's empty and you're easily controlled by it. And the globalists know that. They want control of your mind. They want control of your intellect. They want control of your worldview. They want control over your will. And what we're talking about here with the globalists are individuals that want control of our wills. And that's so fundamental that we have to really guard our wills and guard our spirit and not let people control and run our destinies. We have to ask, where is this all coming from? What is the agenda here? What is its end game? And when you realize that, it's so incredibly empowering, but also at the same time, very, very painful. You know, I watch mainstream media say that Trump's a liar about this and Trump's a liar about that. And Trump is so refreshingly honest in almost everything he's done that it isn't about worshiping Trump or some cult of personality. It's about the refreshingness of how honest Trump's been. And then it's just so disgusting to see how they lie. And also the optimism, but also delivering on the optimism, his Thanksgiving message versus somebody like Bernie Sanders, that's coming up as well. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday global transmission. The last Sunday show of November 2017. Hard to believe. Only a month and 4 days left, and we are into 2018. I remember being a little kid. It seemed like Christmas never came, or my birthday never came, or a school trip that I wanted to go on, a field trip never came, or a date with a girlfriend, you know, it was coming up in a couple of weeks, would never come, the prom. My parents would say, "Enjoy the slow passage of time, my son." Because the older you get, the faster it goes. But it's not just that I'm getting older. They have a lot of different studies and logarithmic analyses out there that show, because of computers and technology and just how fast-paced things are, the rate of change, and also the fact that we have less and less quiet time, is creating the perception that time is moving much, much quicker. That said, before I get into all this huge news and what happened on Black Friday and John Conyers stepping down and just how crazy all of this is getting, and the next big shoe to drop that we're going to break here, to watch the media call President Trump a liar or question everything he says and everything he does, when it's the known liars, the known discredited groups, that are the ones doing the questioning. By the way, I think it's absolutely right to question Trump and to not believe what he says. Like Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. That's what keeps the politicians honest. Not just Trump, but the people around him. A lot of times he's not aware of somebody going sideways on him until he gets told about it. I have personally witnessed it at least 5 or 6 times where I've directly told the president about something. He says, "I've written it down. I'm going to look into it. Are you sure that's right, Alex?" And I'm like, "Yes, sir." And then days later, word for word, he researches it, he comes out, and he addresses it. They call that easily influenced, or he believes the last thing he heard. No. When he gets told about a Harvard study showing millions of illegals voted, he goes and looks into it and finds out it's true. I mean, that's what Trump does. You notice he'll be on the campaign trail. People are handing him stuff, or he'll start writing things down. Just talking to an old black lady or old white guy or a young woman. You see Trump writing things down. He's obsessed with what people tell him. At his hotels and his condos, Trump routinely would just walk around for hours and just write down what people think and what they say and then blow up at people. about you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't respond fast enough when their water heater was out. I was reading a story years ago, when I was first looking into Trump about Trump when he had a new hotel opening. He went through every hotel room in the building because he'd paid for white and black marble. And sure enough, he had a feeling that they might, and on a few of the smaller rooms and side areas, they had cheap green, quote, Chinese, is what the quote was, marble. And he blew up. And he said, that's not the armoires I paid for, and that's not the marble I paid for. And he goes, and my customers are going to get the white marble. And the point is that he's the type of OCD when it comes to details that we need. And the fact that he's listening to the people isn't some negative thing. He wants to actually hear what you're saying and what's going on with you. So it's not like something special that I've told Trump stuff. He's gone and looked into it. And then when he found out it was true, responded. Because he does that on the campaign trail. You'll see him talking to somebody, he'll go, pulls out a yellow pad with a marker and starts writing on it. And he'll just have pockets full of it. He gets on his jet and then just pulls them out and starts looking at it and then talks to an aide, has them go look it up for him and bring it back to him. It's not just people bringing the president news clippings. He says, I want this looked into. I want that looked into. I want this looked into. I want that looked into. Until 2 a.m. most nights, he's in there checking stuff. Now, why is all this so important? They're taking everything he does now and questioning it like, is it true? When even the mainstream media up until now had to admit, okay, at least we've got somebody actually doing what he said he'd do. He's crazy, he's bad, blah, blah, blah. But he's actually believes in what he's doing and he's actually trying to do all these things. No one has really denied that Trump, they've had British Parliament hearings about it, about this is the first time somebody's going to be hated and loathed for doing what they said they'd do. He's executed 50% of what he said he'd do, not even 1 year in office. He's 11 months in office right now, like 10 and a half. January 20th will be a year. He's not even a year into office. He's gotten half done what he said he would, but they have news shows going, Trump lied again, saying the economy turned around. They don't show facts. They don't show statistics. They show nothing. They just move on like he lied. And you're like, but it'd take me an hour to rattle off all the accomplishments. I've got a whole bunch of new ones here today. But again, that's them hoping you're not paying attention when lies so fast. Or it's well known how Time Magazine operates. They call you up a month before the new issue comes out in January or late December, and they say, we'd like you to be our person of the year. Are you going to give us interviews and post for photos? Just like he did last year, he was person of the year. And Trump said, and I'm familiar with how Time does it. It's well known. It's been prestigious until about a decade ago. Now it's a joke. But everybody knows you pose for a photo, you do a big exclusive interview. And Trump said, no, thank you. I don't want to give you big exclusives. I don't have time. They came out and they didn't call him a liar. They said, well, that's not exactly how we do it. We didn't tell him he was picked exactly. Well, that's what he said. He said, we think you're the one. There's so many lies here. The media then runs with it and says Trump got caught lying, saying he was Time Man of the Year. If they didn't pick him, it'd be a joke. But the point is, they're not prestigious. They laid off half their employees this year. 4 years ago, they laid off 40%. That means they're 10% of what they were 4 years ago. They need Trump. Time Magazine needs Trump. Trump doesn't need them. But again, they make this much ado about nothing about how Trump wants to be Time Magazine Man of the Year and he's obsessed with it, when in truth, he told you he was being spied on illegally. They said it was all a big lie. Turned out it was true. Told you he'd win because the polls internally showed he was. He did win. Told you he'd get 3% growth rate. They said he never would. He did it. Should I list all the other things he's been right about? Won the Supreme Court ruling on the unvetted Islamic countries. On and on and on. He's been winning 9 times out of 10. He's gotten half his agenda through. Reagan didn't get half his agenda through in 8 years. He stalled out. Already greater than Reagan. Just a fact. If you look at real numbers, I can't believe he's gone this far. But they make a huge thing about, oh, he claims he's Time Magazine, but oh, that's ridiculous. Who's next? The dog catcher? He already was last year. He knows it's a fraud. He knows it's a joke. He knows it's stupid. He says, no. You've been lying about me. They turn around and say, well, we did call him, but we don't remember the conversation like that. Oh, yeah, right. Of course they wanted him to be Time Magazine Man of the Year. Here's another one. Again, this is all petty stuff, but it shows how petty they are and what liars they are. How hashtag Piegate is the latest example of the Trump administration's credibility being called into question. LA Times. Piegate. All Trump's been doing is delivering and being open and telling the truth over and over again. He said Comey was the leaker. It was true. He said Mueller killed a criminal investigation of the Clintons. Uranium One. It was true. All of it. But again, they turn into a thing about, did she really bake a pie for her family? Because the left hates family more than anything. We'll talk about that straight ahead. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So, I have incredible important news medically, economically, socially, militarily to cover across the board. We've got major Islamic terror attacks killing hundreds a day, taking place for a week straight, bombings in Nigeria, huge bombings in Egypt, bombings in Iraq, bombings in Syria, mass shootings, thousands of dead total, hundreds and hundreds per attack. And nowhere in the media does it ever say it's Islamic. And it gets worse. I saw this headline yesterday on CNN, "Where is sexual harassment worse in the world?" And before I even read the article, it's a big, thick report, I knew it would never say under Islam. And it actually says, curiously, we have no data out of the Middle East. We have no data out of North Africa. I mean, you even know how sick they are. Look at that. There it is. Sexual harassment, how it stands around the globe. And you actually read it. Because there's a total prohibition against showing any black-on-white crime or showing any Islamic attacks on women when women can't drive cars, have their vaginas cut off, the front of their vagina cut off. I mean, and I knew before I read it, I said it will not talk about Islam wholesale enslaving women, and it didn't. It talked about America being the worst. Woo! America is where women are treated the best in the world, hands down, except maybe Switzerland or England. I mean, you go to the war memorials in Germany or the war memorials in France or Britain, and it's all a goddess standing with her hand outstretched to a huge pylon that's got the number of dead on it, and it's all a sacrifice to her. You want to get into the real religion of the West, Columbia, Diana, all of it. I mean, it's goddess worship. The West has put women on a pedestal, and now that's all being torn down. You want the whole mystery school? What's out at the little church in England and the whole Holy Grail and what is it and all that? And then that's what's sick about this is the true movement to put women on a pedestal is under attack because that's what the West is. That's the truth. I mean, any initiate of the mystery schools knows that. That's why this whole attack claiming that the globalists are taking the West over to empower women is the greatest fraud the world has ever seen. It's a raving joke. So you read that article in CNN. And it literally says, strangely, North Africa's quiet. We don't know how it is for women there. Oh, no, they're sold on slave blocks. Their genitals are cut off. They have no rights. They're seen as animals. I mean, you know full well what it is, CNN. You won't show the women being sold as slaves. You might show the men being sold in Tripoli. See, I said I'd cover that later, and I'm kind of covering it now, but I've got my stack of news. But see, oh, they're equating somebody hitting on a woman or somebody walking around in their dressing room out towards the edge of the dressing room in their underwear, they're equating that with pedophilia and rape and men being forcibly grabbed on or women, or total blackout on Islam. And that's what's so frustrating, that before I even read an article on CNN, I know they won't touch Islam. Or if they mention anything happening to women in a country, they won't tell you, by the way, it's out of the Quran. Now, that said, let's get into attacks on the family. I didn't even do this on purpose, but my wife said, hey, you know, your listeners love to see you doing family stuff. Your biggest tweet ever was you at 4th of July a couple years ago. Alex, you never do it. Send out a tweet. So I pulled the turkey out of the oven at my parents' house. And I said, okay, here it is. I tweeted that. I wasn't even thinking. She said, hey, let's tweet another one of you know, us and the family. I didn't check it till later in the evening. It was the most vile hate I've ever seen from the left. Oh, are you by yourself on Thanksgiving? You had your kids taken away. Like the media said, totally made up fake news. Oh, yeah, and I hadn't even tweeted the picture of the kids on purpose to counter that. I'd done it right after that. They didn't respond to the one with me and my children. You see the photos at Real Alex Jones. They responded to the one where I pulled a turkey out, and to them, it was a celebration saying, you don't have a family, you're all alone. Well, what does the Facebook algorithm say? What did Sean Parker talk about and confirm last month? I guess earlier this month. He said, our algorithm is to exploit you, keep you alone, desperate, not have family, but also attack family and hate anyone that has one. That's what it is. It's a zombie horde of people that don't have family, that hate you if you have family, and then that reveled in a photo of me alone right next to one with me with family in a simulated victory that I didn't have my children, which, again, is total fake news. Just like the Joe Barton news. We didn't put out video of Joe Barton naked. Then I saw the media spinning and lying about it. I took it down. Because they would just use the fact that I even posted the fact that there was video. I said, look, here we have the video of Joe Barton. Here's his face. You can see it moving, but I'm not going to show it to you. Had paper all over it. Even the neocon sites saw it, lied, and said, oh, Jones showed it. Because, again, they want to prey on you. They want to manipulate. They've been taught, like Gruber was teaching at universities, how to lie to the public. And I had all the professors and graduate students there saying, please teach us how to lie. Teach us how to prey on people. They think that's how you get ahead, not being honorable, not telling, lies, telling the truth. They think that's all bad. They think telling lies, being a fraud, they think that's a good thing. Now the media says, I posted the still images. No, we didn't. Didn't do that either. But again, that's how desperate they are. So you have Piegate. With Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying, you know, my family loved my pie, and they said, oh, you don't have a family event. You don't cook pies, lady. Attacking her womanhood, attacking the fact. I mean, we bought some pies. We also cooked some pies. We love cooking pies. My daughters and my son, we love making apple strudel, or we love making pumpkin pie or strawberry pie or cherry pie. I mean, we do it all the time, but the point is they can't imagine that people actually sit there and do that. They want to say she's a liar because she doesn't want to show her private family and just puts out an image of a pie. They want to hijack her on her family and say it doesn't exist because that's what they don't have, and that's what the zombies don't have brains. They want your brains. See the allegory, the parallel, the archetype? They don't have families. They want your family gone. That's why they're so dangerous. All right, when we come back, I am going to get into all the Islamic news, Black Friday news, and so much more. Stay with us. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared.
The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
By the way, I wasn't joking earlier when I said that CNN had a big cover story. Sexual harassment, how it stands around the globe. And there's nothing about oppression of women, murder of women, women being sold, women being gang raped, women being mutilated. It's all about men asking women out. That's now worse than rape. And I said this months ago when all this started breaking. I said the pedophile news is breaking. It's breaking all over the world, how they're using it to control governments. Trump is busting them in mass. They're getting busted in mass in Europe. They're going to change the subject into sexual harassment and sexual assault. Then they're going to move that on to just men asking women out and toxic masculinity. And now you see the TV ads and the shaving ads attacking women and, attacking men and the rollouts. This is how they try to change the subject. So here's CNN, sexual harassment, how it stands around the globe. Nothing about women in seven different Muslim countries being sold at slave auctions. Anybody can search engine that and find mainstream news. But CNN will not touch it. They finally showed some men being sold last week in Libya at a slave auction. But they've had late night comics go, what's Jones talking about slave blocks? Women being sold on blocks. What's that mean? It means up on a, you march them up on top of a block. It's called a slave block. But make a joke about it, CNN. It's funny. And as long as you're liberal making jokes about women and sex slavery, then it's cute. Because after all, Obama and Hillary funded the Arab Spring to run around and murder all the non-radical Muslims and Christians and put hundreds of thousands of women into sex slavery conservatively and kill hundreds of thousands of Christians. It's okay, though, as long as it's liberal. But if you control F this article and keyword search Islam or Muslim 000 in an 8-page article, sexual harassment, how it stands around the globe. Nothing about Islam. Imagine my shock when it's the industrial use of interpretations of Islam that is oppressing women. And it says nothing about it. In fact, they say, oh, North Africa, we don't have any numbers. Sorry, we don't know women are abused there. That's where women are lower than dogs. Middle East and North Africa. One region where the Me Too campaign has been somewhat quieter is the Arab world. You mean the Muslim world. They say experts believe that it's as rife as other regions. Oh, but that there's no data. As rife. There's more abuse of women going on under Islam than the whole rest of the planet combined. But the globalists have looked at demographics. There's 1.5 billion Muslims. The average Muslim has six children. By 2025, 3 billion Muslims, and they border Europe. The deal's been made. And it goes on. Nothing about Muslims. Talk about control. Then CNN that helped cover up for everybody and their dog abusing women. They're now going to sit there and tell you about how, oh, we've got to go after all the unwanted advances, not the pedophilia, not the rape, not the child sex slavery, the unwanted advances. That's what mammals do. But they, again, they've conflated that. Meanwhile, I'm going to play one of these clips. Nancy Pelosi calls Roy Moore a child molester. No videos, no photos. Him saying that he did court 17-year-old women. That's old-fashioned. I think it's a little creepy. But, you know, if you had a story about Islam and 9-year-olds being in arranged marriages and how bad it was, and next up, Roy Moore is a creep, then I'd listen. But you got girls double the age or more of what the Muslims are involved in, and then you want me to just sit there, Roy Moore, Roy Moore, Roy Moore, Roy Moore. And then meanwhile, oh, my gosh, 17-year-old women who've been having their periods for 3-4 years, I still think it's a little creepy, but you're going to, nothing about Islam, though. Nothing about imams in the U.S. sexually mutilating thousands of girls. Nothing about arranged marriages here in the U.S. or the U.K. You have no credibility, CNN. And Pelosi, who came to Congress with nothing. Her husband had nothing when she got to Congress. Her husband's worth $2 billion. She's worth hundreds of millions, and that's not counting what she put in tax-free foundations because she's a philanthropist like everybody else that doesn't pay taxes. There's three times the millionaires and billionaires in Congress than there is Republicans or Democrats. They're the rich people. They're the elites. They're the control arm. They're the boss. They're the scum. They're the problem. They're the cancer. They want the monopoly. Pelosi defends Clinton, Conyers, Franklin, calls Roy Moore a child molester, calls John Conyers an icon. What, of destroying Michigan and being a blithering idiot? We're not finished yet. LAPD predicts even bigger name stars will face sex crime probes as it reveals there are 28 open investigations in Hollywood. LAPD chief expects more high-profile Hollywood sex crime allegations. Weinstein inquiry, police department likely to join forces. A panic's not the answer. We're at imminent risk of turning this Me Too movement into a rush to blame all men. Well, that's the plan. Al Franken, shame but back to work. On and on and on. Again, they're mixing asking women out with raping men and women and children. They're mixing it all together. Representative John Conyers steps down from committee leadership position amid harassment accusations. It's far worse than that. It's sex allegations. It's flying women in on the dime. It's corruption. I got big Robert Mueller news coming up, too. But let's go ahead and play that clip since I mentioned it. Here's Pelosi, who usually can't even get a word in edgewise, who can't even hardly talk, another doddering, corrupt poster child for corruption, saying Roy Moore is a child molester. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton flew around on an airplane with kidnapped children. The Secret Service agent, Dan Bongino, is threatening to release the information. That broke Friday, Infowars.com. And they're the ones surrounded by pedophiles. And it's Hillary supporting pedophiles and representing pedophiles and making jokes about pedophiles that raped little girls so hard it shattered their cervix and made their body come out on the ground. But again, it's all a big joke to these people, CNN and Meryl Streep, that defends pedophiles and all of them. But the chickens are coming home to roost, scum. But you're too out of control. You're too arrogant. You're too daughtery to ever give up. And that's what's even better, is because Hillary and Pelosi and all of you are great poster childs for what you are. Sick, decrepit, mummy, vampire, filthy, gangster slime bags who are too stupid to get that mainstream media is hated and discredited, that mainline corporations are hated, that all of you are hated, that the NFL is hated, that Hollywood's hated, that everyone is breaking with you who has a brain. All the dumb trendies out there, all the mindless fools, all the old people, and we got the best old people listening to the great patriots, the backbone of the country that woke folks up about the globe before anybody else did. But you got the old folks that get super wise, like Gandalf or like the archetype, you know, of Obi-Wan Kenobi, or you got the really evil, stupid, closed-minded old people. And, man, I sit around and hear the liberal supporters of the establishment. They're all old, weird, stupid, slow people that are already dead. You're sitting at a dinner table with them. They're not even alive. They're in some weird, narcissistic, unself-aware fantasy land where they're having conversations that they're listening to for their own benefit. They're not even talking to you. You are nothing but a prop for them to feel official. These people are gone. They're yesterday's news. I don't have time to get to Pelosi. I'll come back after break and play it. Then I'm going to juxtapose Trump and his Thanksgiving Day message to the troops that they demonized and attacked versus Bernie Sanders, who, you know, can't swindle enough universities and suck them dry or run enough scams, you know, him and his con artist wife, another group of carpet-bagging scumbags, scallywag, filth, up there flim-flamming everybody. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. You want the straight dope, you're getting it.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb. With populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds, things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared.
The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb. With populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds, things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Food.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, when we say we're the heart of the resistance, that's not like we're bragging. We're like in the middle of one hell of a fight here. We need your prayers. We need your support. Whatever it is you can do. We're not giving in to these tyrants. We're not giving in to their intimidation. And in the near future, I'll be able to reveal some of the stuff that's been going on behind the scenes. And look, I asked for it all. I'm very blessed. I'm very thankful. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying the fight is here. And the enemy knows we got their number, and they're swinging for the fences, and so are we. And so I am your humble servant. We're all in this together, and I want to thank you for joining us and being part of the broadcast and spreading the word, because they hate me because they hate you. They know you're the Americans and people of other nations, of every human condition. I don't want to say every race, color, and creed. We're one race, the human race. I could say of every human breed. It's like dogs are all dogs or different breeds, but we're all humans. We bleed red blood. We want the same future for our children. And we're blind to evil, corrupt people because we're not like that. But if you just change the dimension look and warp things and get in their mindset, then it's all crystal clear. And then you can read their own documents and see where they admit all this. We're running Black Friday specials through Cyber Monday tomorrow. And all the specials are running right now. New specials have been kicking off every day. They're peaking today. A bunch of them must end tomorrow because BrainForce, our great brain pill, nootropic, is 50% off and free shipping, unprecedented. Colloidal silver, 67% off, plus free shipping. Amazing. Supermel Vitality, 50% off and free shipping. We've had a 50% off before, but never free shipping on top of it. That's unprecedented. InfoWars, high-quality storable foods, private labeled, My Patriot Supply, 50% off to get around the different rules and contracts they have. They let us do that, but only a few times a year. And free shipping. We've never done that. 50% off and free shipping because the shipping's the big part. All ProPure water filtration systems, 25% off. Free shipping. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Free shipping. Living Defense, 50% off. That's the deparasite. Free shipping. Prostagard, 50% off, plus free shipping. Plus many others at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new Floralife, 33% off probiotic. And we have the digestive enzyme Carnivore that helps you digest meats and proteins and fats and everything so much better. It's really amazing. That's a brand new product that is mega discounted out of the gates because I want you to try it. But whatever you do, when you commit and buy some of the products, you're getting great products and supporting an organization that is, people always say, can't believe you're still alive. Why are you still alive? Because of the grace of God, and because if they kill me, it'll highlight everything I've ever said or done. But they're trying to kill my name, they're trying to assassinate my character, and they're trying to financially take us down. And if they can get that done and then kind of minimize me, then they'll have some guys drop by. But here's the thing. I've already done a lot of damage. They can't just make it about Alex Jones. And I think they've kind of figured that out now. And so we're really turning the tide. And, you know, I've had the head of the Kissinger Group one time try to get me to go join them, and I've had that happen. Now I'm getting contacts from the highest levels of the global system, not to sell out, but yeah, okay, we're winning. How do we help? So people know what's going on behind the scenes to us as well. And there's a lot of forces in the world. So people should know that. But I'm ready for the fight. I want to see where this battle leads. I want to go on to the end to quote the great Winston Churchill in World War II. We shall fight on the landing fields. We shall fight in the valleys. We shall fight in the cities. We shall fight with growing strength and confidence in the air. Somebody pull up that famous speech. I've always tried to find the full speech. You can't. Like an Iron Maiden Aces High, they have one version where it intros it. We shall fight. We shall never surrender. But just Winston Churchill's speech, we shall go on to the end. We shall never surrender. I think you can probably find the full speech. I want to read it on air. Because it's not about showing off that you're tough. It's not about having all the answers. It's not about being pigheaded. It's about, I know the globalists are evil. I know they're out to hurt society. I know they have committed to corruption because they believe that'll give them more power. They think the fact that I have a conscience or you have a conscience that we're weak. And I'm committed. I believe in God. I believe in justice. I've already seen providence. And whatever happens, I know that I'm committed to this fight. And I ask God on air. Many times in the last 20, 30 years, you heard me, 22 years, say, God, I don't tell you what to do. Just help me fight the evil. Help me be stronger. Help me be good. Lead God and direct me. Whatever happens to me, I'm ready for that. I'm ready to be sacrificed if it's for the greater good, because that's what my spirit wants. And now I look at this, and it's like God is giving me exactly what I asked for. It's even more humbling. So it's not like I have a death wish or any of that, but it's like, the more danger we get in, the deeper we go, the stronger we fight, it's like I get closer and closer to God as I'm doing it. As I get closer to the enemy at the same time, whatever amount of power we need to defeat the enemy, God just keeps ramping it up. And it's like unbelievable. It's so spiritual. It's so real. It's so powerful. It's so archetypal. I look at these lost people out there, all arrogant and tied into themselves, and they have no idea that just turning loose into God, the universe is theirs. Now, take Trump. He's delivered on the economy, delivered on the border, delivered on NAFTA, GATT, TPP, and so much more. They say he's a liar, he's a fraud, because they're frauds. And then he gives a positive message to the troops saying, things have changed, things are better, you're doing a great job, I'm working hard. They turn that around like he's bragging. Compare that to the Democrats. Here's Trump in his message to the troops on Thanksgiving.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. You're very, very special people to me and to everybody in this country, that I can tell you. And I've got 5 deployed units bravely representing each branch of our armed forces. And we're going on live right now, and surrounding me is a lot of press. Better me than you, believe me, fellas, better me than you. It's an honor to speak with you all and to give God thanks for the blessings of freedom and for the heroes who really have this tremendous courage that you do to defend us and to defend freedom. So we want to thank you all very much. For each of you, I know it's hard to be away from home at this time of the year. We're doing well at home. The economy is doing really great. When you come back, you're going to see with the jobs and companies coming back into our country, and the stock market just hit a record high. Unemployment's the lowest it's been in 17 years. So you're fighting for something real. You're fighting for something good. A lot of things have happened with our country over the last very short period of time, and they're really good. They're really good. I especially like saying that companies are starting to come back. Now we're working on tax cuts, big, fat, beautiful tax cuts. And hopefully we'll get that, and then you're going to really see things happen. So as we give thanks for this holiday, I know I speak on behalf of all Americans when I say that we totally support you. In fact, we love you. We really do. We love you. And this is a Thanksgiving that you won't forget. You're in a very different part of the world than you were used to, but boy, are you doing a job there. And thank God for you. Thank God for you.
So, the media, as you all already know, I know that's from 4 or 5 days ago, that's a lifetime now in media, but I wanted to air that because there they are saying, A, the economy isn't doing great like he said, B, oh, Trump's taking credit for things being better. Meanwhile, what do you think people overseas want to hear? You're helping America. Your family's doing better. We're all doing better. Thank you for what you've done. And they just can't stay. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is in this gray, frumpy atmosphere. You know, he's got huge mansions and all this wealth. With being a communist, it's all about looking like he's all frumpy. You know, and he's sitting there. And he's like, oh, things are terrible. America's horrible. Worst thing ever's happened. Blah, blah, blah. It just goes on and on with some weird, like, upbeat cult music in the background. Here's a few clips of that.
I don't have to tell anybody that from a political point of view, this has been a horrendous year. It appears that almost every day there is something coming out of the White House that is embarrassing, that is destructive, that is horrific. Our job now is we enjoy this holiday with our family and our friends, is not only to take on Trump's divisive actions, his desire to divide us up based on the color of our skin or our sexual orientation or where we were born or our religion or whatever. Not only do we have to take them on, we have to do something else. And that is move this country forward.
Forward is a communist term. Now, I mean, specifically when he uses it, he knows what he's doing. This is a guy that knew Hillary stole the nomination from him and rolled over. This is a disgraceful pig. Communism is a hell everywhere. If someone wants it, move there. Now, coming up, I'm going to get more into North Korea, more into Black Friday, more into the next shoe to drop with the Secret Service and the pedophile rings that are about to get exposed. Top Secret Service agents now getting ready to go public.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.